Awesome. Tony, thanks for joining us. You heard the question. Let's start there. Gary Johnson says one of the ways we can protect ourselves is to reassess how the Department of Homeland Security functions. It was created after 9/11. It's a big bureaucratic mess, and it ain't working. What do you think?
I was thinking about this very issue today driving in, thinking about the redundancy and complete waste of resources that they are. Look, the FBI has a domestic mission. They're the ones that actually are supposed to be doing the hard work of catching terrorists and all that sort of thing. And then DOD and CIA do all the clandestine human intelligence stuff overseas. So they really have no role. They have more of a potential of becoming an American Gestapo than becoming an effective counterterror organization. And I would argue when they do raids on guitar manufacturers as part of their main venue of work, then they've lost their way and their purpose. So I think he's right about that, and I think we need to rethink why they exist at all.
Yeah, fair enough, and a lot of people are saying maybe that it is time to redo that. Let me ask you, though, about this guy.
Sure, Brian.
Rahami, who we now know is apparently the prime suspect. He traveled back and forth to Afghanistan a number of times.
Right.
And according to some people who knew him, he would sometimes be gone for months at a time. And yet we also hear at the same time that this guy was never on any of the terrorist watch lists. How can a guy travel back and forth to Afghanistan and not raise at least a little bit of concern on the part of the officials who monitor such things?
Well, I think it's unacceptable. First, perhaps, Brian, he could go under the radar and not be observed going back and forth. I mean, he's going to a war zone, and bad things are happening there, and you got to wonder why someone goes there, quote unquote, to be a tourist. Secondly, but the other thing is his behavior. Once the behavior changed, something should have happened. And let me be clear on this, because I said this the other night, last night on Fox. We had the same situation right after 9/11, where a number of individuals like him were traveling back to areas of the world where we knew, Al-Qaeda was trying to get them to come over for training and come back. And what we did, hybrid operations with the FBI, that is DOD, and I was in charge of something called Operating Base Alpha, and we would do these hybrid operations where we would look at guys like him, track them overseas, try to figure out what they were doing in country. We would use our resources, our clandestine resources overseas, to see what was going on in the camps, to make sure these guys were identified very early and tracked. That's one of the reasons right after 9/11, Brian, if you recall, we did not have Al-Qaeda being successful in doing low-level attacks in places like Detroit and Minneapolis, because we were tracking these guys. We're doing it very aggressively. So what's lacking now is the ability to both pursue these guys, identify them early, and then pursue them once we have them on a radar. This is a policy failure. This is not an operations failure.
Now, what can be done overseas, Tony, to preempt this kind of thing happening here at home? I mean, that, again, bringing it back to the Department of Homeland Security, we were told that our military and our international efforts would be working hand in glove with our Department of Homeland Security. Of course, the military can't operate here, but there would be a lot of shared information, and we would be able to figure out when a guy like this goes overseas to a place like Afghanistan, suddenly comes back ultra-religious. Right. We saw the same sort of thing in San Bernardino.
Well, the military can't operate here, Larry. It's a policy decision that we can't. We do most of our stuff overseas. But what you're saying is absolutely correct. We need to find a way to go back to do it. Let me say this. I'll say this directly as I can. I got a text from a source last night saying that what I'm telling you here, what I'm saying we used to do, cannot be done now. And he's a very high-level placed guy who works this issue. He's saying we can no longer do those aggressive operations, and we need to go back to him.
Wait, so, we can't do them because of the policies of this administration, or because of law?
Because of the policies of this administration.
Okay.
We have studied, a number of us who get to this level I worked at, study the law very carefully. We don't want to go to jail. So we find very creative but legal ways to get things done. And this is not something that we've not done before. We did it very effectively after 9/11. What we're seeing now is a diminution of authorities internally within the executive branch. Nothing to do with law. And I've talked, Larry, I deal with a number of congressmen on this issue. They're doing everything they can to encourage the use of the existing authorities by the executive branch, not to try to hold it back. So the reason we're seeing these failures is not because of lack of capability, lack of training, a lack of willingness. It's a lack of policy and leadership guidance allowing us to do the things we did before 9/11. So this guy was able to fly under the radar, get everything done, get trained, and let me say this very clearly. I think he was completely and fully trained by either the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or some combination of both over in Afghanistan and Pakistan. I think we're going to find links back to Pakistan. But we did not miss it. We missed it because we were forced to miss it.
What do you read into the fact that this guy's modus operandi was to build these pressure cooker bombs?
Well, again, that goes back to Al-Qaeda technology, and I think the explosive they used this time was a little bit different than last time as well. I think they're doing some pushing the envelope. I think this was a dry run. I think, look back,
really?
Gentlemen. I think this is we know ISIS is here. We know people, they're trying to find ways to do creative operations. They've been having a hard time finding someone to actually do an operation. That is to say that most Americans who are here for a while recognize the consequences of doing something like this. They're going to get caught or killed. So I believe that this guy was a dry run, and that he was trained for the purposes of what happened. I don't necessarily want to say he was a sleeper, but he was someone who actually was trained and sent back to do stuff. And I reference for you gentlemen Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber back in 2010. He was trained in Waziristan. He was sent back over here with the specific purpose of doing an attack. He finally did it. And this attack seems to match at least some of the key elements of that attack profile. So I do believe this was a dry run. I do believe that there's folks out there now they figured out that we're not doing as much as you guys think we should be doing, and I think they're going to start trying to take advantage of it.
Wow.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, military intelligence, retired, of course, but still active as far as we're concerned.
He sure is, yeah.
And thank God you are. Thanks, Tony.